And a very good afternoon to you. I'm Kermit Poling, the general manager of Red River Radio, and this is the 2015 Red River Radio Young Artists Competition Winners Concert. That is a mouthful to say. We are so glad to be here in the Weiss Performance Studio here at the Red River Radio Studios for this event. Those of you that have heard this program before, yeah, you know what you're in store for. Those of you who tune in on Saturday mornings to From the Top will get kind of a general idea. This is sort of our regional version of that show, and we'll be talking with six outstanding young artists in this particular edition of our winners' concert. And in addition to that, we'll be hearing them perform on various instruments. We have two vocalists. We actually have an organist this time around, an organ brought all the way up from the southern part of the state to be in our studios here. So this particular edition is going to be a little bit different with a lot of variety in it as well. So glad to have you along. Let me remind you, this is our fundraising edition of this program, and we do have our pledge drive going on right now. So if you appreciate having access to regionally produced programming like this, if you appreciate what you're going to hear, these amazing young artists, then please make your contribution right now at 800-552-8502, or go online if you prefer at redriverradio.org. And first up on the program is Imani Francis, who is a vocalist from New Orleans area, also the daughter of an opera singer. And it's, first of all, thank you so much for being here,
and congratulations
for being a winner.
Thank you.
You're into singing at a relatively young age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have aspirations in mind in terms of being operatic like your mom, or?
Ooh, all I can say is that I've been influenced by my mom ever since I was a kid, just by singing just like little nursery rhymes and things of that sort. And then my whole family sings, so I'm kind of just like been there. But I don't know, I just that mom has been my influence just from day one. So.
Okay, so you're studying very seriously.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be doing a short art song by mm-hmm. by Henry Purcell.
Mm-hmm.
So you're studying voice, and yet you have a professional soprano in the family
mm-hmm.
who I'm sure looks over everything that you do. What does that feel like? Tell me a little bit about your experience with mom.
Well, I would have to say that it is sometimes can be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, I can say. but it's a blessing to have it, because I'd rather someone who cares about me catch it now and then, like,
sure.
later, know it, I guess, and have no problems at all. But, yeah. You know, and then I go to NOCA, New Orleans Center for Creative Arts,
yes, exactly.
In New Orleans, and I'm studying under Phyllis Traegel,
mm-hmm.
The daughter of Norman Traegel, the great Norman Traegel.
Right.
And it's just a blessing to be there and just be in a creative area. I continue to, in my life, would love to continue in the vocal field in performance, vocal performance, and get my doctorate degree in music, so...
Excellent,
mm-hmm.
excellent. Well, it's a great career, and
mm-hmm.
I encourage you, and from the little bit that we've heard just at our short rehearsal and also from the audition tapes,
I think you have a
great future, and you certainly have a great pedigree,
mm-hmm.
which is absolutely terrific. So talk a little bit about the piece that you're going to be singing.
I'm singing Music for a While. It's from the opera Oedipus, and it's basically a summons or a song of, like, arising from the dead, like, sort of that kind of thing, of the underworld. And
right.
It's just the story of Oedipus, you know, a Greek general that... literally marries his mother
mm-hmm.
and doesn't know it's his mother, and kills his father and doesn't know it's his father. And so it's just that whole story range and just how music just flows through it. So, yeah.
So, yeah, a story with some complications.
Mm.
All right, so we're going to hear next Music for a While. This is, as you said, music of Henry Purcell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you to go ahead and take your position around the piano, and while he is getting your microphone in position, and before I go over to the piano, again, reminding everybody that you can make your contribution right now at 800-552-8502 or go online at redriverradio.org. And now we'll hear Imani Francis performing. I'm going to hop over to the piano, so just give me a moment to hop over there, and then we'll as they say on that other show, take it from the top.
Thank you.
17-year-old Imani Francis from New Orleans, singing music for a while, the music of Henry Purcell, the very first of our six performers on this Young Artist Competition winner's performance here. And next up will be a pianist, and we have Ronald Rodriguez, who is 18 years of age from Natchitoches. You'll be playing some Haydn, but you're originally from somewhere else. Why don't you talk a little bit about your background and how you came to be in Louisiana?
All right. I'm from Cartagena, Colombia. I'm studying at Northwestern State University, and I came here with the help of Dr. Marcus Young, that is here with me.
Yes, who's in the audience, yes.
Yeah, support me. Before, I have like 9 years studying piano, but just like 2 years studying classical music. It is really different kind of music. Before I studied...
Yeah, so you were really into jazz.
Yeah.
Right.
I studied jazz and Latin music, and I played before with a lot of jazz combos and orchestra, but Latin orchestra of my city. Mm-hmm. But when I came here, it changed a lot because here in Louisiana, it doesn't like listen to Latin music, just like classical music and another type of music, but it changed all of my focus. And now I'm focusing in classical music, studying with my professor, Dr. Young, in Western State University.
So, sure. Yeah. Sure. Do you still have the opportunity? Because I remember we had a group of you who were up here for the, we did sort of an event outdoors here.
Oh,
and
yes.
I know that there's an interest in that music. Do you still have the opportunity to perform?
Oh, yes. Actually, we have a band, a friend of mine. We have a band called Larry's Group.
Okay.
And it's a band that we can play Latin music, salsa, but we also can play jazz music. We all students, musicians from Northwestern State University, that also we can perform classical music. So.
Yeah, so I think that's great that you cross over into different styles of music. I think that's important for all of us as musicians to kind of get that experience with a wide variety, because there's great music in all kinds of different styles.
Yeah.
So talk a little bit about the piece you're going to play.
The piece is Sonata in C Minor by Joseph Haydn. I can talk a little bit about Haydn and the way how he composed the sonata.
Sure.
Sonata in C Minor was the first piano works of Haydn called by the term of sonata, because before were originally called partitas and divertimentos. So it was the first. It was like inspired and dedicated to two sisters in a set of old sonatas, and in that set it was the harp sonata to play. The key is really important to me and to Haydn to brought the sonata, because it's in a minor key.
Right.
The most of the piano sonatas of Haydn are in major key.
Right.
So in that period it was called the Sturm und Drang, that is the storm and stress.
Yes.
And it's a period where the dark and the change of dynamics is really important in music. About the piece, I can say that I like the contrast of dynamics, the light, the articulation that is required to play the piece.
Sure.
So.
Sure. Wonderful. Well, okay. Why don't you go ahead and take your place over at the piano? This is going to be, again, Ronald Rodriguez, who is 18. Who currently is at Northwestern State. And when you're ready there, Ronald, go ahead and take it from the top. Thank you. Ronald Rodriguez, aged 18, from Natchez, Louisiana, student at Northwestern, playing Sonata in C minor by Franz Joseph Haydn. Remember, this is our Young Artist Competition Winners Concert for 2015. You are listening to this series of performances live from the Weiss Performance Studio at Red River Radio. If you are enjoying this unique opportunity that you cannot hear anywhere else in the world at this time, except for those of you tuned in or listening online right here, please support that right now with a contribution at 800-552-8502 or contribute online at redriverradio.org. Our next performer, age 17, is Elise Jones, who's from New Iberia, Louisiana, but you're a student at the Louisiana School for Math, Science, and the Arts, right?
I am.
You are. And how do you like it?
I really enjoy the challenge academically and also getting to pursue a lot of opportunities musically, because we're on the same campus as Northwestern. I'm able to play with their orchestra and have lessons from the professor there, which is a great advantage to me.
So you have the opportunity to play orchestral music as well.
Which I
sensed in the little bit that I've heard of your playing, both warming up and on your recording, that you seem to have that feel like you have an understanding for what's going on aside from on your instrument, which is mm-hmm. great, which is something that we learn over time, and that kind of experience I think is really terrific. How did you get interested in the flute in particular?
Actually, I wasn't interested in the flute at all in particular. My first choice of instrument was the saxophone, and my second choice, I put down flute, and I failed the retest for saxophone, and I got stuck on flute.
Stuck on
and
flute.
And here we are today, and I didn't like it at all, but now I really enjoy it.
Okay, good. So it's more than just putting up with it. It's like, okay. All right, great. All right, very good. Talk a little bit about the piece that you're going to play.
I'm going to be playing Fantasy Italienne by Eugénie Bozza. And he was a French composer. He's considered contemporary, which now when you play classical music for flute, you perform more Baroque and Romantic periods. So it's kind of a out of the different stylistic range that I'm usually used to playing.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's quite a lot of French music, though, for flute that you'll be exploring over time if mm-hmm. you haven't. Would you like to introduce your accompanist?
I will be playing with Dr. Patrick Whitholm, and he also is a professor at LSMSA.
He has, and he's been here, not in this room. This is your first time in our room, but he has been up for these performances before. So thank you for being here. Why don't you go ahead and take your place here and get your stand all ready. Again, I remind you, this is live from the Weiss Performance Studio at Red River Radio, and you can do your part by supporting the programming at Red River Radio right now with your contribution at 800-552-8502 and make your pledge of support. Thank you. Bass Join. Forming from Iberia, Louisiana, the Fantasy Italian by Eugene Bozza. Thank you so much for that. And coming up next to join us here will be Reagan Fitch, who is, well, you're an alumni. You've been here before, so it's great to have you back from Nacogdoches, Texas. Reagan, why don't you talk a little bit about what you've been up to since the last time you were here?
I study under Deborah Dalton, Dr. Deborah Dalton from Stephen F. Austin State University. I love her so much. She's definitely an inspiration, and she helps me in everything I do. I don't really have anybody in my family that does music or is interested in music, and so it's amazing to have her behind me every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get interested?
Honestly, I've just always loved it. I've always loved music. And obviously, I started doing choir whenever I was in middle school. And ever since then, I've just kept with it, and I love it.
That's fantastic. So talk a little bit about your piece that you're going to be singing.
I'm singing Se Tu Mami by Alessandro Perazzotti. It is an Italian aria. It's about a young shepherd, and he falls in love with a woman. And this woman, you know, she appreciates his affection deeply, but she kind of pities him because he weeps for her. And if you go and look at the translation, she says, "Just because the lily delights me does not mean I cannot love other flowers." And so she's saying, you know, she doesn't have eyes only for him. So she's kind of letting him down easy, saying, you know, "I appreciate your love, but you know, I can't love only you."
Okay.
Yes.
I think it's a pretty good explanation. Pretty politically correct one, too. Why don't you go ahead and take your place over here next to the piano, and Wally Derleth will get the microphone set up here, and I will be going over to the piano shortly to accompany you. Again, this is the 2015 Young Artists Competition Winners Concert coming to you live from Red River Radio. This is our Pledge Drive edition, so if you are enjoying, this is all live music going on right now in our studios here, these wonderful, talented performers that you're listening to this afternoon. Please support programming on Red River Radio. Make your contribution now at 800-552-8502 or contribute online at redriverradio.org. So now, Reagan Fitch and Se Tu Mami of Pergolesi.
Thank you.
All right, Reagan Fitch, age 17, from Nacogdoches, Texas, as we heard singing the music of Pergolesi. And now something a little different than from what we've had in our previous Young Artist Competition Winners Concert, because we had a winner, and we weren't exactly sure how we were going to accommodate her. This is Emily Dawn Amos, who is an organist, 12 years old, from Alexandria. And we heard the recording, and we were, to be perfectly honest, we were like, well, you know, how can we not have her win because the performance was so good? And but we had no idea what exactly we were going to do. But fortunately, we've got an instrument that's been brought in from Lafayette. So I'm very glad that we have an instrument to accommodate you. But you're very young, and you're playing an instrument that sometimes. Sometimes it feels that the performers are getting rarer and rarer, and so many organs are in churches, and you hear about so many churches that are actually taking out their organs and replacing them with other contemporary instruments, not contemporary organs, but just other instruments and all of that. So how did you manage to get interested in playing an organ that some people perceive as one that's fading away?
Well, it's my teacher's fault.
There's always someone.
My piano teacher, who is an organist at my church, she introduced me to it, asked me to if I wanted to play a piece on it, and it just sort of took off from there.
Okay.
I was hooked.
Oh, you were hooked. Why?
I like its complexity and the fact that most people don't play it. Also, the more complicated, the better.
Okay, all right. Well, you've played a very complicated instrument just recently. Why don't you talk about that experience?
Oh, you mean the Wanamaker?
The Wanamaker organ, one of the most famous organs in the world.
Oh, yeah, it is the largest working organ in the world. And it was a lot of fun. I wasn't expecting it.
Well, no one gets to play that. So this is kind of a curiosity to me that you actually had the opportunity.
Well, I study with other teachers during the summer, and one of them happens to be Mr. James David Christie. And my mom was talking to the organist who plays at the Wanamaker, and she mentioned his name and that I studied with him for a while. And he said, well, if she studied with him, she can play. So then he said, well, could she pull something out of the top of her head, since I didn't have any music or books or shoes? So.
Did you play in bare feet?
No, I played in socks.
Socks, close enough. That's
much
it.
Better.
That's great. What did you play on the Wanamaker?
I played the same piece I'm going to play.
The same piece. All right. Talk about the piece.
Well, it's the Jigu Toccata in B minor, and it starts off the way toccatas usually do, very fast in the hands. And you hear the melody in the top part of the right hand, and then it goes through a bunch of different transformations until it comes out in the pedal. In the next section. And then from there, it sort of flows onward, going through a couple of modulations as well. And for those of you who aren't organists, that means key changes. And then another pedal section. And then it goes into what we might call a cliffhanger ending, and then resolves into a major key.
Okay. All right. Well, Emily, I'll let you go over to the organ so that you can get yourself ready and get the registrations in place and everything. And, of course, you are listening to all of these performances live right now, taking place in the performance studio at Red River Radio, part of our fall fundraiser here at Red River Radio. These are all winners from the 2015 Young Artists Competition at Red River Radio. And so now we'll hear the Toccata in B minor. Again, here is Emily Dawn Amos.
Thank you. Emily Dawn Amos, age 12, from Alexandria, playing the Toccata in B minor by Gigot. A rarity here at the Red River Radio Studios that we actually have an organ. And I do want to thank Lafayette Music for bringing that organ up from Lafayette. We sure do appreciate that, because we were trying to figure out what we were going to do, and I'm so glad that they were able to bring that out. I take it that they are the Rogers dealer in that part of the state. This is a live performance from the Red River Radio Weiss Performance Studio here, the Young Artist Contest, our concerto competition, basically, for young musicians, young performers from throughout Louisiana, Arkansas, and Texas. And those of you who tune in and listen to From the Top on Saturdays, this is sort of our version of that show. I used to joke and call it almost From the Top. But we're so glad that you're listening today. Remember, this is live. You can support programming like this and all the other great programming that you listen to on Red River Radio with your contribution right now at 800-552-8502, or contribute online at redriverradio.org. And another young performer here, returning to the Young Artists Competition. I wouldn't call it a stage, I guess, but we're in our studios in any cases. Antonio Neo Ajero, and you're from Nacogdoches, Texas, and it's great to have you here. And you, as our first performer this afternoon, you're the son of someone who does what you are working on doing. Your father, Mario, is a very fine pianist and a professor of piano. So for you, what is that like? Because you study with him and you work with him and you have your father right there.
I studied with my father for 8 years, since mm-hmm. I was 3. And I started out in Nacogdoches, Texas. Now I have another teacher.
You do? Okay.
Her name's Miss Linda Parr. I take lessons with her every Wednesday. Still, my dad oversees my practice every other week of the day.
Okay, that's terrific. And so talk about I want to put your dad on the spot, or you on the spot. What's different about studying with someone else after you've studied with your father for so long?
I say that my dad had maybe 8 times experience than mm-hmm. my other teacher, but she gives me pretty much a lot of details of what I should do mm-hmm. and what I work on.
Well, it's kind of nice to get a different perspective sometimes, too, I think. I totally understand that. Talk a little bit about the music you're going to play this afternoon.
I'm going to be playing a prelude by Frédéric Chopin, and it's part of the 24 Preludes, Opus 28, mm-hmm. all major and minor keys. Mm-hmm. And it's likely to be composed between 1835 and 1839, where Chopin had fled from Paris to Mallorca, Spain, mm-hmm. because he was sensitive to Paris's weather.
Right. Wonder how we do here. Anyway, go ahead.
Oh, Bach. He yeah. also had Bach's Well-Tempered Clavier, which contained preludes and fugues, all major and minor keys, and Chopin was likely to be influenced by Bach in that fashion. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be playing a B-flat major prelude, and it has a simple and beautiful right-hand melody and a continuous double notes and chromaticism in the left hand. The other piece I'm going to be playing is a Caprice by Jan Paderewski, mm-hmm. and he was influenced by Baroque composer Domenico Scarlatti, because his sonatas contain wide jumps, cross hands, and virtuosic keyboard playing. And most of his sonatas were in binary form, like this Caprice.
Mm-hmm. Antonio, I think if I ever need program notes written for any of my programs, I'm going to have you do that. That's a very excellent explanation of these pieces. Why don't you go ahead and take your place at the piano. Again, this is Antonio Ajero, who's going to be playing both music of Chopin and of Paderewski here. So we're looking forward to that. Go ahead.
Thank you.
Antonio Ajero, aged 11, from Nacogdoches, Texas, playing music both of Chopin and also of Paderewski, the final performer on our Young Artists Competition Winners Concert. And I want to take this opportunity, and I think we need a round of applause for all of our performers once again.
You've been listening to Red River Radio's 2015 Young Artist Competition Winners Concert, recorded live before a studio audience on Sunday, October 11th, 2015. Kermit Poling was our host for this program, and Bill Beckett was the recording engineer with assistance from Wally Derleth. Renee Moran and Henry Edwards provided for our reception. This program was produced by Kermit Poling and Bill Beckett and can be heard online at our website, redriverradio.org. And this is your community-supported public broadcasting service from LSUS. This is KDAQ, Shreveport-Bossier City, KLSA Alexandria-Pineville, KBSA El Dorado-Magnolia, and KLDN Lufkin-Nacogdoches.